On Wednesday of this week, there was a beautiful reading in the Liturgy of the Hours that spoke about the spirit of Advent. It's actually a homily from the pen of St. Bernard of Clairvaux, who lived almost 1,000 years ago. In that homily, St. Bernard explains that there are not just two, but three comings of the Lord. The first coming of Christ occurred some 2,000 years ago, when Jesus came in the flesh, born of the Virgin, in a manger. At that time, he preached the gospel and was put to death on Calvary. But 3 days later, he rose from the dead. His second and final coming will occur at the moment of our death and at the end of human history, when Christ will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And yet the third coming of Christ, St. Bernard says, is a hidden one, one that is hard to see, harder still to understand. This is the Christ who comes to us in the present moment, calling us to repent, beckoning us to follow him. Only those with the eyes of faith can see him at present, those whose hearts are pure, who truly seek the Lord. About this coming, Jesus himself said, "I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him and dine with him, and he with me." Finally, St. Bernard goes on to describe this intermediate coming of Christ as a highway that lies between the other two, the road upon which we travel from the first coming of Christ to the last, at the end of time. Now, I offer this reflection to you on this second Sunday of Advent because in our first reading today, the prophet Isaiah also speaks about a highway through the desert, a highway for our God. By way of background, Isaiah prophesied at the end of the Babylonian exile more than 5 centuries before Christ was born. For 70 long years, thousands of Jewish captives had lived in exile in Babylon. But now their time of captivity had come to an end, for Israel had paid double for her sins. In the days of Isaiah, the Jews who once lived in exile were now streaming back to the holy city of Jerusalem. For the prophet, this meant nothing less than that God himself was returning to dwell amongst his people. To hasten his coming, Isaiah called on the people to build a highway for the Lord. The question is, how do you do that? How does one build a highway for the Lord? To be sure, Isaiah speaks in images here. When the prophet speaks of filling in valleys and making winding roads straight and cutting a pathway through mountains and hills, he's describing the winding, even tortuous pathways of the human heart. Nothing can become so twisted, so treacherous, so difficult to straighten out as the heart of a person are the heart of a people who have strayed far from God, who have become accustomed to living in the darkness and confusion of sin. To bring this closer home, I'd like to share with you today another reflection which I also came across this past Wednesday, this one from the pen of another prophet, a prophet of our time, a man named Anthony Esalen. On Wednesday, Esalen published an essay called "The Suicide of a Civilization," in which he speaks about the spiritual darkness and confusion that besets our nation, indeed our world, today. Far from traveling along a highway to heaven, many people today, he says, experience only the absence of God and feel that the Lord is nowhere to be found. Esalen asked the question, what are the signs of a dying culture, a culture bent on self-destruction? And he answers that question in this way. He says, such a culture would be more preoccupied with death than with life. It would promote a right to die on your own terms, not a right to live or to be born. Rather, it would grant permission to live, provided that you possess certain qualities that people acknowledge as being useful or as ushering you into the fold. Life, then, would not be seen as a gift, but as a mere thing, something to be disposed of at will, like garbage to be thrown away. Nothing would be sacred, not the body, not the soul. No object, no name, no human persons, no history, no songs. No, nothing would be sacred, not even God. My friends, the gospel for this second Sunday of Advent places the spotlight on the preaching not only of Isaiah, but also of John the Baptist, who called Israel 6 centuries after the Babylonian exile to repent in preparation for the Messiah's coming. The message of John is just as urgent for us today as it was back then. These 4 weeks of Advent are time to turn our hearts away from sin, away from any spirit of cooperation with the culture of death, so that we might embrace the gift of life with God. The highway which Isaiah prophesied about, the one whose coming John foretold, is none other than Jesus Christ. Christ alone is the highway to heaven. He is the way to peace with God. I close today with yet another invitation. This week, the theme of our Advent journey is growing in holiness with Mary. Mary walked the way of holiness throughout her entire life. Conceived without original sin, Mary's free will never deviated from the pathways of God. On Tuesday coming, December 8th, we will celebrate the Feast of her Immaculate Conception. And if you can come to Mass that morning at 8 a.m., I invite you to pray with us on this patronal feast of the United States, to pray for ourselves and for our loved ones, for the return of our nation to God. I would also like to invite you to watch this week's 10-minute video posted on our parish website and Facebook page, in which a number of our own parishioners and friends offer testimony, personal testimony about how Mary has brought them closer to her Son, how she has helped them on the pathway of life and shown them the way to God. Finally, I invite you now to take out the prayer card that you received as you came into church today, as we ask the powerful intercession of the Mother of God. Let us pray. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.